Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashton, Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina. And Greg, on Thursday, Carolina publicly released their response to the NCAA's notice of allegations from last week. Your take on the process thus far?
Well, the NCAA had alleged 5 charges against North Carolina, all level 1, which is considered a severe breach of conduct, and that was issued back in December. As you mentioned, North Carolina has finally responded, and North Carolina disagreed with 2 of the 5, and those are the biggest 2, the impermissible benefits charge, which is allegation 1. North Carolina has denied that any violations occurred in the AFAM courses. And, of course, allegation number 5 is the lack of institutional control. And if allegation number 1 doesn't serve as kind of the underlying foundation for the lack of institutional control charge, North Carolina says that it's no longer valid. As far as the other ones, North Carolina agreed with parts of the Jan Boxall allegation, disagreed with other parts of it, and then agreed that Julius Ngaro had not cooperated. Deborah Crowder, of course, interviewed a few weeks ago, and so they took a neutral position on that one. But where this goes from here is that the enforcement staff has 60 days to write up its report, and then the anticipated Committee on Infractions hearing is August 16th and 17th. So maybe by the end of summer, this thing will be through the hearing stage. And then possibly by the end of the year, we will see our infractions report, which would include any potential penalties.
Greg and I discussed this and more in full on today's Inside Carolina podcast. Check that out for more details about Carolina's response to the NCAA.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.